Hurricane season starts today, June 1st. You are allowed to take a moment after hearing that. First a pandemic, then waves of protest, now hurricane season. Forecasters expect above average activity, in part because climate change is making the Atlantic Ocean warmer. Amy Green of WMFE in Orlando has been asking, how do you plan for hurricanes during a pandemic?
Robin Rokobauer doesn't like to chance it. When there's a hurricane, she almost always evacuates. Rokobauer lives in Cocoa Beach, Florida, on a barrier island between the Atlantic Ocean and Indian River Lagoon. Her mother is 93.
She's got to have flushing toilets. She's got to have fresh water. She's just got some physical needs that require that.
But this year, Rokobauer is thinking hard about her hurricane plan. She's 65, like her mother, considered at higher risk to the coronavirus.
If I have to go any further, or if I have to go somewhere, then you're going to be exposed to more people in different environments, and you don't know where those people have been.
In Florida, a record 6.5 million people evacuated for Hurricane Irma in 2017. This year, that will be a harder decision. Craig Fugate used to head the Federal Emergency Management Agency and its Florida counterpart. He fears some people won't evacuate because they'll fear exposing themselves to the virus.
That may result in more people staying behind and increasing the risk of loss of life.
But there's another risk, sheltering evacuees together in school gymnasiums and other enclosed spaces, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis points out.
If you pile people into a place under normal circumstances, that may be fine, but that would potentially allow the virus to really spread if somebody is in fact infected.
That's why his administration is considering stay-at-home orders in areas where houses are newer and sturdier, or sheltering evacuees in hotels and motels the economic collapse has left vacant. Most at risk are nursing home patients. Many low-lying facilities have evacuation agreements with facilities on higher ground, but Kristen Knapp of the Florida Healthcare Association says this year nursing homes will have to re-examine these arrangements.
If you are a facility that is in an evacuation zone and you have positive cases in your building, you may not be able to go to the typical facility that you would evacuate to if they don't have positive cases in their building.
Florida leaders also are socking away protective gear for shelter and utility workers, and they're making sure stores have plenty of food and water so people can stock up before a storm. In Central Florida, before Irma hit, utility crews converged from across the country to help restore electricity. This year, Linda Ferroni of the Orlando Utilities Commission anticipates longer outages than usual. That's because COVID-19 makes it harder to house and feed these workers while preventing the virus is spread.
It will take longer to check them all in. It will take a little longer to get them all to the point that they can be out in the field working.
Robin Rokobauer of Cocoa Beach considered not evacuating, but feels she would have to because of her mother. Already, she's checking with hotels so she can be ready for a hurricane.
I hope that we don't have any. I mean, we've been through a lot this year.
Meteorologists are predicting up to 10 hurricanes and up to 6 major ones between now and December. For NPR News, I'm Amy Green in Orlando.